Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Detroit on Monday, a jury found Kahari Mosley, the husband of Allegheny County Controller Chelsea Wagner, not guilty of misdemeanor charges in connection with a reported march issue in a hotel.
So the question is, as Controller Wagner goes on trial later this fall for the same incident, how will her husband's acquittal impact her trial?
Covering the story, and he was in Detroit several times, John Delano from KDK TV on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always good to be with you.
Were you surprised by the acquittal?
I was not. I thought that the prosecution had a pretty weak case. This was a misdemeanor charge, frankly, of disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace. And it probably should never have gone to trial, except that Kahari Mosley and Chelsea Wagner would not settle for anything less than not guilty. They wanted the charges completely dropped because they said he was innocent. And it's it was a bizarre case to begin with, where I think most people looking at it objectively would say, yeah, maybe this guy got a little rowdy, but the bottom line was that the hotel completely mishandled a situation in which a guest does not have a key card to use the elevator to get up to a bedroom that has actually been left open for him by his wife. And that was the genesis of the whole problem, is that Kahari Mosley did not have his key card that was necessary for an elevator. You need, in many of these new and modern and updated hotels, you need a key card not only to enter your room, but to use the elevator. Chelsea had left the room unlocked so that he could get in, but he and she did not realize he needed a key card to use the elevator to get to the 10th floor. And the Westin Hotel wouldn't give it to him. And so that was when things began to unfold. But it took the jury all of 45 minutes to declare him not guilty.
And if I'm Mr. Mosley and Ms. Wagner, I'm saying make sure everybody knows not guilty by a jury is the call, because, you know, this threw him under the bus, and then her reaction, which is a heavier charge, right? It's it's one thing for a misdemeanor that Kahari was found not guilty of, and now she faces something a little more.
Yeah, there's a felony charge against her, because she is alleged to have obstructed the police as they were trying to remove Mosley or take him into an elevator. Now, there's conflicting video on this. I mean, I think there's video that shows her touching an officer, but there's also video of an officer, you know, laying her to the ground, you know, pushing her down. So she, again, wants to be either they drop the charges altogether. That's what she would want. And she would hope that this verdict might get the prosecutors to do that, although there's no evidence that that's going to happen. Or secondly, she wants a jury to acquit her. She's not going to settle for any reduced charges. In her view, she has been the aggrieved party. She was the one injured by police. She's the one they should apologize to and prosecute, not her. And, of course, you know, they claim she was intoxicated. And there is this video of the police officer entering her room in which she is in a sound sleep and saying weird things in response to the officer's questions. And we aired that on TV the other day, and I guess people can draw their own conclusions. But she says that she was in a sound sleep. She never opened her mind, her eyes, and therefore what she said was not from an intoxicated state, but from a deep sleep.
John, can we go back a little bit further in this incident? Why, in heaven's name, couldn't someone from the hotel have walked Kahari Mosley up to the, taken him up to the room on the elevator and knocked on the door to find out whether or not, yes, this is your husband, this is not your husband, he is welcome in the room, he is not. Why couldn't somebody from the hotel have done that from the beginning?
Well, that's what the Westin should have done. And the judge asked that question. The judge actually interrupted the exam to ask that question of all the hotel security guards. Why didn't you just do it this way? I mean, it just is obvious that the Westin screwed up in the way they handled this, that there was a better way to handle this, and that their people did not do that, in part because when they saw Kahari, they thought this is what they claim, they thought he was intoxicated. He didn't really look or dress the part of a guest because he was in a sweat outfit, a basketball outfit of some sort. And they may have been making judgments about him that they ought not to have made. So the bottom line is that I think the jury saw through that pretty quick and found him not guilty. That's a little different than the Chelsea Wagner situation, because that situation involves police. Her confrontation with police, with Detroit police. So it's going to be a little different kind of trial come November 12th when it starts.
Sounds like a civil suit opportunity. We'll see.
Well, yes, and frankly, both of them, Kahari Mosley and Chelsea Wagner, have indicated they will be suing the hotel and the Detroit police, and they argue that they told them they were going to sue them the day before the charges were filed against them. And so they view these charges as retaliation for the threat of a lawsuit.
Fascinating story, though, John. We appreciate you following it, and we'll look for you on KDK-TV later today.
You know, there's going to be a lot more coming.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.